morning. Let's begin our practice sitting. Close your eyes. Take a moment to really feel your breath. Get connected to your breath on an intimate level. And let your practice today be like moving poetry. Let your breath provide the rhythm and the meter. Movement becomes an experience dripping from your body like the words of a poem. And each flow is a stanza. Your body expressing the feelings, energy, and beauty of your own personal poem. Let your head drop and roll from side to side. Back to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity mind, body, and spirit. With an inhale, let your hands reach up to the sky. Cross your hands over your head. Exhale, let them fall gently down and unfold at your heart. Now close your eyes as you continue that movement, like a poem. Next time you reach your arms into the sky, use your exhale to fold forward. Set your hands down onto your mat, step your feet back, make your way into downward facing dog. The feet stepping up and down. Movement, like poetry. Then walk your hands back to your feet. Take a moment to find a nice, gentle forward bend. And then walk the hands forward again. Find downward facing dog, and then from here, lay your knees to the floor. Sit your hips onto your heels, and with your inhale, spread your arms wide open. Exhale, bow forward. Close your eyes if you're able. Just let it flow like moving poetry. One more inhale, arms reach wide open. And with the exhale, we bow forward, arms extended, hips settled into heels. Find a resting place now in child's pose, and it's yours. You can use it anytime you'd like. And then with fingers pressing into the ground, curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Set your left knee gently to the ground. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down to the mat. We step the right foot back, sit down under your heels. With your inhale, come up onto the knees, reach into the sky. And then exhale, fold into child's pose. Our toes curl into the floor, hips to the sky. First inhale, come over your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back and lift into cobra. Turn and look to the right. And then to the center, and to the left. Coming back to center, now we'll push back into child's pose and curl our toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward now. The right knee touches down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands float back down to the mat. The left foot steps back. Inhale, come over your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra, heart reaching forward. Look to the right. into the center, and to the left. Back again to the center, back again to child's pose. And we'll curl our toes into the floor again, reaching hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. And with an inhale, rise all the way up. Let your hands touch overhead, and then exhale, drop your hands to your sides. And slowly begin to take little twists side to side. Again, you can close your eyes if you're able to, and just let your arms fly freely. As the twists begin to get a little bigger, the arms reach a little wider and fly side to side. Maybe the eyes open just a tiny to keep your balance. The poetry of the body. And then let the twists begin to get a little smaller, a little smaller. Until finally you come back to a stillness. And once you do, step to the very front of your mat. Let's flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhale, sink your hips down, chair pose. And then with an inhale, we'll come back up again, maybe adding a little back bend. And exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, take your hands to the mat, reach your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle up. And exhale, hands touch back down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog, reach your right leg into the sky. And then step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling up with the arms and then down as you exhale and the left foot steps forward. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, come up again. Another little back bend if that felt good. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, lay your hands to the mat. Reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, touch down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, go back to downward facing dog. Now take the left leg up and into the sky. And step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, the hands touch down. We step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale up to the sky, curving back again if you feel like that. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, touch your hands to the mat, step your feet back, downward facing dog. Let your practice flow like a poem. Your breath providing the rhythm, the meter, and each flow becoming a stanza. Let your movement be your expression of the energy and the beauty of the poetry of your body. Let's begin the first stanza, right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward, lay your back foot flat down, find warrior one. Arms grounded, front knee lunging forward, arms to the sky. Now let this be your expression. What is your poem today? Hands now drift slowly behind the back. Where fingers link together, we roll the shoulders back and express the heart wide open. Slowly pour ourselves forward. Feel the foundation of your feet holding you steady. Express this in your own way, in the poetry of your own body. Let your hands find the floor. Step the back foot up to meet the front foot. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Exhaling back down, flowing to the cadence of your own breath. the meter of your own poem. Rise up one more time. And then as you exhale, chair pose, sink the hips and heels down. And rise up. With an exhale, flow all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, set your hands down, step your right foot back. Find lunge or kneeling lunge. Let it be your own expression of the emotion and energy of your own poem, whatever that may be. Hands then come down to the mat. Take the left hand, right hand beside your left foot. Take the left arm in a great big circle, reaching straight ahead and then up to the sky, round to the back, down again to the mat. A second time, go all the way around. And as you take this third beautiful circle, stop it right at the top and invite a twist into your back and spine, looking up toward your left fingertips. Take the time to feel it in your body, to express it. Poetry is an expression. Let it come from the inside out, from your heart, through your body, like a poem. And go all the way around with your left arm back to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. And then bring the left knee in under your body in plank pose, holding the left knee and foot in close. And then cross the left leg underneath your body to the right. Set the side of your left foot down, flat down on your right foot, right arm up into the sky and open. And then come down and around again, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach your left leg up into the sky. Step or help your left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. What does this bring up for you? From your heart, in your expression. Now let's flow with the meter of our breath. Exhale, reaching down and back. And then inhale, back up to the sky. Living poetry. Next exhale, come down, bring hands to the mat. And step your back foot up to meet your front foot. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Exhaling all the way down. Arms flowing wide. The repeating parts of this practice of each stanza, like the repeating elements of a poem, the rhyme. Rise up one more time with your next exhale, chair pose. And come up from your chair. Exhale, flow all the way down. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, set your hands to the mat, step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come down to the mat. We'll lay the left knee down. Lay the top of your left foot on the floor. Even scoot your knee back deeper a little if you like that stretch. Inhale, circle your arms overhead. Link your fingers together above you. Index fingers pointing up like a steeple to the sky. Raise that steeple up high, and if it's comfortable, add a back bend. Know your body. Let it feel beautiful. Beauty of movement. And then hands return to the mat. Curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up, right leg to the sky behind you. And then bring your right knee in under your body to plank pose, holding the knee and foot in close. And then cross the right leg underneath you to the left. Lay the side of your right foot down, come flat down on your left foot. Left arm to the sky and open. You're welcome to lay a knee down to modify. It's your expression. Let it be genuine. And come down and around to plank pose, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And the right leg to the sky. Take a great big step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat to the ground. Find warrior two. Stretch that warrior two all the way across your mat, end to end. Wide open. From your heart, through your body, like a beautiful poem. Take a little reach over, flip the right hand over, turn, reach back into reverse warrior. And then lay your right arm across your left thigh, side angle pose. If you're more flexible, the right hand can go all the way to the floor. Express it authentically. Looking up, if you can, really finding space within. And then take the left hand in a big circle, reaching to the back. Brush against your back leg, point to the floor. As the left arm points straight ahead, straighten your right leg. Circle all the way around into triangle pose. Stand right over your feet. Imagine you were back against a wall. If your back can't come up against that wall, bring your hand higher on your leg. Now push into the feet, rise all the way up, turn around to the long side of your mat. Bring hands to the heart. Set your feet up for a beautiful back bend. We'll take this into a small back bend. We'll come back to it again later. Make fists at your low back. Push down through your feet, rise up through the heart. Take a little back bend to warm up your back, to open your heart center. And carefully come up, shifting hands to the hips. Turn your back bend into a forward bend. Let your hands fall to the ground if they reach. Let your head hang into gravity, maybe shaking your head side to side. And walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Point your feet forward and step your back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Come up one more time with your next exhale, chair pose. And rise from the chair, exhale, flow all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Expressing emotion and beauty from your heart through your body, like a poem. And bring hands down to the mat, lay your right knee down, top of the foot touches the floor. Shift backwards now, straighten your left leg, slowly, gently. Close your eyes, go to the place that your own body allows. A place that's not too much, not too little, but just right for you. Genuine and authentic. Slowly come forward again, stepping back onto your left foot. Hands come to the mat, right toes curl under, knee steps up off the ground, left leg to the sky behind you. And then the left knee under your body, plank pose. Cross the left foot under you to the right. Lay on the side of your left foot, set your right foot down, right arm to the sky, open. And then back down and around, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, go back to downward facing dog. Left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat down. Find your way to warrior one. Through the poetry of your body. Every pose interpreted to the language your body speaks. Hands fold gently behind the back. Fingers link together. Come to a nice, big, full, open heart. And then slowly pour yourself forward. Just to where you find the perfect blend of flexibility and balance and strength. And then hands come down to the mat, the right foot steps up to join the left. Inhale all the way up, sun breaths. Inhale rises up, and the exhale takes us again to chair pose. And we rise from the chair with an exhale all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, set hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Your expression, feeling the beauty of your movement. And then hands come to the mat, the left hand stays with the right foot. Right arm circles around, straight ahead, up to the sky, rounding to the back, down again to the floor. Second full circle all the way around. And then when you come to your third circle, open into the twist. Fingertips pointing straight into the sky, welcoming the twist into your low back, middle back, upper back, and neck as you look upward. Go all the way around to the back and down again to the mat. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. And then bring the right knee and foot into your body in plank pose. Strong in the center. And cross the right foot underneath you to the left. Lay the side of that foot down. Step your left foot down, left arm to the sky. Nice and open. And come down and around, stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Find lunge or kneeling lunge. From your heart, through your body, like your own poem. Flowing with the rhythm of the breath, exhale, reach down and back. And inhale, reach up. Living, moving, breathing poetry. Next time you exhale, take hands down to the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale all the way up, sun breaths. Rise up one more time. And exhale, chair pose. Inhale, come up from the chair. Exhale, all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, set hands on the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come down to the mat. Lay the back knee down. Top of the foot touches the floor. Again, you can stretch back deeper if that feels good. Circle arms overhead. Make the steeple. Reach it up high above you, stretching you upward. Add the back bend if that's a good choice for you. If that's the expression that feels right today. And hands come down to the mat, curl the right toes under, pick the right knee up, send your left leg to the sky behind you. And bring the knee in under your body, plank pose. Crossing underneath and over to the right, set your right foot down, right arm to the sky, up and open. Down and around. Step back into downward facing dog for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. One more stanza in this part of the practice. Left leg to the sky. Big step forward with the left foot. Back foot lays flat as we return to warrior two. From end to end, reaching out. Reach forward, turn the left hand over, stretch it behind your head, reverse warrior. And then bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, finding your way to side angle pose. Your expression of it. Feeling the beauty of your movement. The emotion that comes out through your practice. circle the top arm slowly round to the back. Brush the back leg, point to the floor. As you point straight ahead, the left leg straightens. And we find our way to triangle pose. Standing tall above the feet, finding a spaciousness you can express. And push into the ground, rise up to stand. Turn your feet around to the long side of the mat. Let's return to that back bend, maybe taking it a little deeper this time. Nice foundation through the feet, hands at the low back, make fists. Push down, rise up, roll yourself into your back bend. Let it lift up, up and away. This is your poem. Slowly the back bend rises as hands come to the hips. And we turn the energy of the back bend into the energy of the forward bend. Explore that. Express that. And walk hands around to the front of the mat, turning your feet forward. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breath. Rise up one more time with your exhale chair pose. And then up from that last chair with your exhale, come all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, let your hands touch the ground. Reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come down to the mat. Again, lay the back knee down. Shift the hips back. Straighten slowly into your right leg. Close your eyes. Feel your way. Slowly back onto the left foot. Hands on the mat. Curl your right toes under. Pick your right knee up. One last time. Left leg to the sky behind you. And the knee comes into the body. Plank pose. Cross underneath you to the right. Lay your right foot down. Right arm up and open. And then down and around. Stepping back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. We'll lay our knees to the mat, slip hips into the heels, and take a moment to rest in child's pose. Lay yourself down. Feel the beauty of your movement, the expression of your own poetry. The rhyme and meter of your breath. Slowly look to the front of your mat. Press both hands down. Tuck your toes into the floor. Lift your hips to the sky. Find your way to downward facing dog and take your time walking your feet up to meet your hands. And a nice long, slow inhale, rising all the way up. And then exhale, hands coming to the heart. And to this living poem, we add a stanza of balance. Step onto your right foot and express tree pose. Left foot comes to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Hands may meet at your heart, or they may stretch out like branches. Let it be your expression. And hands fall gently to the sides. Scoop the arms forward, and as you do, take the left leg straight ahead. Push down into your right foot, find nice height. Arms reaching to the sky. And then we'll bend the left knee, hands come to the heart. Adding a twist, take your right hand on your left knee, left hand around behind your back. Stand straight and tall, and then slowly begin to spiral this twist around to the left. As the shoulders open, the neck, or the head continues to turn to bring the twist more into the neck. And then unwinding the twist, step onto 2 feet. Move a little in whatever way you want to express. And let's find tree pose on the left foot. Create the root system first, then take the right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Living, breathing poem. Hands drop down to the sides, scoop the arms and the right leg. Right leg reaches forward, arms straight into the sky. Bend the right knee, hands to the heart, and then left hand on the right knee, right hand round the back. Standing tall, twisting to the right. Back to 2 feet, another moment to just have a little free movement. Inhale, reach to the sky. And exhale, fold yourself all the way down. As hands come to the mat, walk your feet back. And once again, lay your knees down, slide your hips into your heels, and return to child's pose. We'll add a side bend to this child's pose, so walk your hands way off to the right, pushing away with your left hip. And then hands to the center and way around to the left side as the right hip pushes away. And back to center. Walk your hands in towards your knees. Crisscross the ankles, come over tops of your feet, and then continue all the way down onto the ground. Lay yourself right down onto your back now. Grab your knees a moment, get comfortable. And then set your right foot down onto the ground. Cross your left ankle over the right thigh. Let's move into the hip opening of pigeon pose. Reach round behind your right leg as you draw the legs in. And find the place of expression here where you really feel a letting go in your left hip. And perhaps your poem now is an expression of what you're ready and willing to release. reach your right leg up into the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. As you come up to sit, let your left foot drop to the inner right thigh. Inhale, reach up and lengthen. And then exhale, tip yourself over your right leg into a nice forward bend. Expression of energy, expression of emotion, expression of beauty. Right hand remain with your right leg. Take your left hand behind your back and then point it up to the sky, and then take a big sweeping side bend over towards your right leg. Feel the full stretch of the left side of your body. And then bring the left hand back up into the sky. Set it onto the floor behind your left hip. Step onto your left knee and shin. Lift your hips up. Reach your right arm up and back. A beautiful living poem. And then come back down. And grab the backs of your legs. Lay yourself again onto the floor. And take a moment to get centered and comfortable. And then set your left foot to the floor, right ankle crossing left thigh. Let's find pigeon pose on the other side. So explore it until you get into just the right space. Let it be your expression of letting go. Letting go is the making of many poems. Reach your left leg to the sky. Use that to swing yourself up to sit. And drop your right foot to the inner left thigh. With an inhale, reach up and lengthen. And exhale, pour yourself over your left leg. From the heart, through the body, this is your poem. Keep the left arm with the left leg. Take your right hand behind your back. Point to the sky and take a sweeping side bend over towards your left leg. And then bring the left hand back up. Set it behind you on the floor. Come onto your left, that's right hand. Under your right knee and shin, lift your hips up, left arm back behind you. Come back down. And one more time, take the backs of your legs, roll yourself down onto the floor. Give your knees a hug. Maybe rock side to side a little. And take your hands to the floor beside you, or maybe underneath your hips if you like, bringing a little strength into the close of this poem as we near its end. Take your legs up to the sky as if they were pedaling on a bicycle. Circle them down and around, drawing the knees back in. Draw your navel in and really find your deep belly strength. Bring your knees in, pause a moment, and let's pedal backwards. Push your legs out first, and then up and around. And one more time around, draw the knees in, give them a hug, rock your head side to side in case a little tension crept into your neck. And take your hands onto your right knee, extend your left leg out on the floor. With your right hand, take your right knee out to the right, opening sideways, feeling the opening of your inner thigh. Left hand can come right onto the left hip to anchor it to the mat. Bring the right knee back in. Left knee comes up to join it. With hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And then take hands onto the left knee. Extend your right leg out on the mat. With your left hand, take your left leg out to the left. With your right hand, anchor your right hip to the mat. And bring the left knee back in, right knee comes up to join. Hands on the knees, draw circles in the other direction. And then hug your knees in and choose an inversion for today. If you're choosing a shoulder stand, you'll lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders. Use your hands as your firm support. If you're choosing a bridge pose, feet will push into the ground as you lift the bridge up into the sky. Let this be living poetry for you, an expression from your heart through your body. Begin your way now slowly back to the mat. Lay yourself down carefully, tenderly. And when you've come all the way down, rock yourself side to side. And let's pair the inversions with fish pose. Feet push down into the ground. Hips lift off the ground like bridge pose, but this time slip hands underneath your hips. Lay your hips on your hands, straighten your legs out. Sit up on fingertips to tuck elbows underneath your back. And then lay your head back, opening your neck and throat. Roll your shoulders back, reaching your heart skyward. Make it a beautiful expression from your heart, through your body, your own poem. And then lift your head up and let your fish pose return to the mat. Hands slip out from underneath you, and now we'll reach to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around in the opposite direction, take a big stretch. And let's begin our last twist. Reaching down, we take hold of the right leg. Hug it into your body and then cross it all the way over to your left while you turn your head to the right. And then relax everything. Allow the twist rather than do it. And then the right, left hand falls to the floor. Unroll the twist. When you come onto your back, take a moment to straighten yourself out on your mat. And let's stretch again before the other side, stretching the legs and arms away from each other, lacing the fingers together and turning your palms around. Reach down now for the left leg. Give it a hug and then cross it all the way over to the right. Turn your head to the left. When the right hand falls away, the twist lays you back onto your mat. Once again, straighten yourself out. If you'd like to cover yourself, you're welcome to do that. We've arrived now at this final relaxation. The end of this poem. Lay yourself down and close your eyes. Let your poem resonate within you. Take this time to feel the beauty of your movement, to take in the emotion and energy of it. And take this time to gain insight from the creative expression of your living poem. And take a very deep breath in. And slowly a long exhale out. And give yourself a moment now to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. When you're ready, roll over onto your right side. Rest there in the afterglow of your practice, the beauty of your own poem. And then join me once again, sitting on the mat, a full circle moment from where we started. Offer your gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received and anything you might like to use in other parts of your life. Again, let's drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. And then back to center with an inhale, arms circle up and overhead. Hands come together above us and come first to our forehead for poetry in our thoughts today. And to our lips for poetry in our words. And to our heart for poetry in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.